Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Don't forget a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow as we close out the week. It's the second to last roundtable of the year. We'll wrap things up for the year next Friday, then take a couple off before we're back on, good Lord, since we're off the second, that's going to be the ninth. Wow. But we'll have one more next Friday. Jane Duker will be here tomorrow. Also, State Rep Steve Butts, State Senator Nick Shore. Lots of things to talk about and to toss around. Brad Young is with us this afternoon to talk about some legal issues. Our 97.1 FM Talk Chief Legal Analyst, partner with Harris, Young, and Kaiser. Brad, how are you this afternoon?
Mark, I'm doing great, sir. Thank you.
I want to talk about what happened in Provo, Utah. I don't really want to say the name of the Charlie Kirk assassin. I tend to favor not doing that. I'll forgive you if you let it slip. But what happened today? Because this was some preliminary stuff in the courtroom. I was listening to the proceedings at the beginning, the judge introducing everyone, saying good afternoon, being very polite, and then excusing everyone, including the assassin's family members from the courtroom, so they could debate the issue of whether cameras will be allowed to cover this trial. And I think that he made a ruling pretty quick, didn't he?
He did. And the defendant or the assassin, he did not make a plea today. And so that really wasn't one of the issues. I thought it was interesting, though, that the issue that did come up was how he's dressed. Because of all of the pretrial publicity about this, which there is admittedly a lot, the question became, does he come in doing the perp walk in an orange jumpsuit? Or does he get to wear regular clothes? The defense said if he comes in wearing a jumpsuit, orange jumpsuit doing the perp walk, it's going to prejudice the potential jury pool. So we had to have all these big discussions about what this guy could wear. I mean, I couldn't care less what he wears. I care more about what he did.
Well, and apparently, so that one time what happened was, and then they had to shut the cameras off and then reposition the camera because the defense attorney was complaining that you could see his shackles, of which I don't care either, but apparently that was an
correct
issue.
The same thing. The concern was this would prejudice the jury, but I mean, come on, if somebody's already been arrested, they're not going around with fuzzy slippers, okay? I mean, they're
no,
shackles because they're being arrested.
Right. So one of the other issues, and I don't know if I heard this get addressed because I think the judge was saying some things when I was on the air here this afternoon, but there was a request by the media to access some recordings and a transcript of earlier hearing, I think that may have taken place in October. Do you know if there was a decision on that?
I thought that the judge took it under advisement. Now, in the last hour, maybe the judge issued a ruling that I didn't see, but initially it was taken under advisement.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure. You know, I brought this up earlier. I'm just curious about your opinion. So, you know, this probably comes up in law school. Have you ever done, like, strictly criminal defense work, Brad, in your career or not?
No, I haven't. That's not something I
It's not your area, right? But so, like, are you taught in law school? Because I was mentioning earlier, I was pretty good friends with Jeffrey Dahmer's attorney, Jerry Boyle, in Milwaukee, and he was a character. And I understand the Constitution. People have a right to defend themselves. This kid has a right to defend himself. They have to prove the case. But when you're an attorney representing someone this reprehensible, when you know that he's guilty, and, you know, I'm sorry, I cannot think about this case without, unfortunately, seeing the image of Charlie Kirk's neck being blown apart because I was dumb enough to watch that video. But when you have to represent someone or people who are truly evil, how are you coached through that in law school, Brad, just out of curiosity?
Well, I can tell you what my buddies who do criminal defense work tell me, because we've had these conversations and they get a lot better after about the third drink.
I can imagine.
But, they get a lot better. Yes, you know, at first it's all reserved. It's all, you know, quoting the Constitution. And then it gets real about the third or fourth drink. but the reality is this. The bottom line is, when you're a criminal defense attorney, like the guy in this case, there's no question that this guy is guilty. But number one, when you're going to put someone away potentially for the rest of their life, or more importantly, in this case, the state's going to kill this guy. They're going to execute him properly. I'm in favor of the death penalty. It's going to happen in this case. When the state has the power and the authority to literally take your life, then the defense attorney's job is to make sure that all of the rights of the defendant are protected and the government presents the proof necessary to put someone to death. And that's a big deal. And I applaud attorneys that are able to do that. I wouldn't be, but a lot of attorneys are, and I applaud those that can do that.
I know it's part of the way our system works, but man, it's just, I always point to the OJ verdict, because if you watch that, I think you and I have talked about this, you watch that video and you look at Robert Kardashian's face when that verdict comes in, he looks like he's ready
stunned.
To puke. He looks like
he's
sick to his stomach because he knows what he was just complicit in. Right, exactly.
He knows. And one more thing about the Kirk assassin that I didn't mention, the judge ruled today that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom during the trial, but he said that the broadcast can only begin when the court is officially in session and must conclude exactly when those court trials are over. So the bailiff is going to supervise where the camera's placed, but the bottom line is this trial will be televised.
All right, so speaking of defense attorneys, I know Beavis Shock a little bit. He's in the news again for this case of panhandling and DePere. I've talked to Beavis about some cases in the past. He's quite the character himself. But on this is kind of fascinating, because this dude that is being charged with panhandling again, Robert Fernandez, was doing this in DePere, and Beavis and his law firm took this on as a First Amendment case, right? And it was deemed by the courts that it was perfectly fine for him to panhandle because that was a First Amendment freedom of speech issue. And then they go back in and they revise the statute to try to make it more enforceable. Is that what happened? And by the way, Brad, here's some great news for you. Everything that we are sharing right now is probably not being heard because I think we're off the air. So maybe we're still on the stream, but I'm being told by listeners that we're off the air right now. So there's that. But anyway, give me the answer to that question anyway. Kind of update us on this case from DePere.
Yeah, here's what's going on, and here's my enormous problem with what's going on. The statutes were revised. This guy, Robert Fernandez, got $150,000 from a jury trial in St. Louis County. And then he went right back out after getting six figures. He went right back out and started panhandling again. And he said, that's my job. I'm a panhandler. That's my job. But in this instance, the statutes were revised to pair to say, we're not prohibiting panhandling. We're not prohibiting anything about free speech. We're prohibiting where you can stand and where you cannot stand on the basis of safety for those who are in the streets and safety for those who are driving. So they completely took away the First Amendment angle on the litigation, and that's what's going to be tested this time.
So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, here are my thoughts. It's going to take just a second to explain, but
that's okay. Nobody's listening anyway because we're off the air.
So who cares? Who cares?
We actually might be back on now. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
No, here's the reality of it. You know, you can't watch cigarette commercials on television.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why? Because the Supreme Court ruled 60 years ago that commercial speech is not as protected as is religious speech or political speech. Those things have the greatest amount of protection. Commercial speech, not so much. That's why you can't advertise, even in Clark County, Nevada, you can't advertise prostitution on television. You can't advertise cigarettes on television nationwide. So my take on all of this is, essentially, what is a panhandler? It's commercial speech. It's not. He's not out there telling people about Jesus. He's not out there talking about Donald Trump or talking about Hakeem Jeffries. He's got commercial speech in mind. Give me money. And because of that, I don't think that any of these panhandlers have First Amendment rights that are sacrosanct, because at its essence, it's commercial speech and therefore not protected.
It is ridiculous. And this guy, you know, he got $150,000, so he doesn't have to panhandle, but they're trying to push the issue again. And he's quoted in this story that's in the Post-Dispatch by that idiot Tony Messenger. He says if he's worried, or he's worried. He says, I keep my head down these days, but he's worried that if he's found guilty, First Amendment rights in the St. Louis area will be diminished.
Oh, please.
You never know if you got freedom of speech unless you go out and use it. That's, and see, Tony, to amplify that, like I said, he's an idiot anyway, but these are safety issues, and there have to be ways to craft laws to not allow. And look, I'll go a step further. When I go to, because I live out in the Fenton area, Gravois Bluffs, and you see this at other intersections as well, and I'll be honest with you, I don't trust them, but the people that are out there in the purple shirts collecting money, I don't even know what organization that is. It always seems a little weird to me. I don't give them money, but they are aggressively running between cars at busy intersections.
Yes.
The one there at 141 and Gravois Bluffs, you know, drive is really, really a lot of accidents, busy intersection. I don't want those people out there either.
No, it is a hazard. And by the way, saying that Tony Messenger is an idiot,
it's
by the way, that's redundant.
Yeah,
redundant and repetitive. Okay,
I understand that for sure.
But in this instance, it is a health and safety situation. There's lots of case law that says in Missouri that municipalities and county governments have the ability to regulate anything that occurs in the roadway for health and safety reasons. And I'm hoping that this finally is put to rest. And I'm going to reach out to the attorneys in DePere and say, please make the argument about commercial speech, because I think that's a winner.
Absolutely. That's a good point. All right, Brad, thanks for jumping on here with me. I hope all is well. You and I are going to go to the Bragging Rights game in a couple of weeks. That's going to be fun.
Oh, looking forward to it. Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
You know, it's one of those situations, and the team has not, they should have won that game against Notre Dame. I think this team can really be entertaining. I'm not saying they're going to be at the top of the SEC, but I think they're going to, you know, win some games and take care of business for the most part at home. They got crushed by KU. That didn't really surprise me. But this Illinois game, as you know, it doesn't matter. Illinois is really, really good, and they're ranked. But this is such a weird game, and I was there at the triple overtime game back in the 90s, that it doesn't tend to matter who's supposedly better. It's always competitive. It's a lot of fun. And I'm so glad that they moved it back to a nighttime game, because for a couple of years they had it like at noon or 1 o'clock on a Sunday, NFL Sunday. I thought that was ridiculous, but luckily they got it back to Monday night, so that'll be fun.
It will be. I'm really looking forward to this game, and I know that Gates is doing his best that he can, and I'm looking for a good showing against
Absolutely.
Illinois.
It's going to be a blast. All right, listen, we'll probably talk before that, but thank you for jumping on here this afternoon.
My pleasure,
Mark. All right,
Mark.
Take care. Here's a story that just cleared. I just noticed this in our local paper. A woman walked into the Bridgeton Police Department one day in the spring of 2022 with a startling accusation. She had been kissed and groped by her daughter's pediatrician on a visit to his office. The pediatrician, Dr. Craig Spiegel, denied it, court records say. He said he had sought to comfort the woman because she'd been fighting with a romantic partner and was struggling to negotiate with the insurance company about her son's attention deficit disorder medicine. But the messages on his phone told another story. Over the course of a decade, Spiegel abused at least two dozen women, some of whom were patients.
Oh, my God.
He distributed tens of thousands of pills in exchange for sex, explicit photos, or cash. He coerced women who were struggling with addiction and gave them amphetamines or opioids. In all, listen to the numbers here. He wrote 1,200 prescriptions and provided more than 73,000 pills, according to the prosecutors. He was in federal court today, and he pled guilty on three felony charges. This is unbelievable. I guess he graduated. He's 69 years old. He graduated in 1982 from Case Western. He opened up his medical practice here in 1993. He had an office at 70 and 270. He did not work for SSM Health, but he rented the building from SSM Health. One woman, whom Spiegel treated as a child, performed sex acts to get a prescription for Adderall that she'd give to her own child. Another woman met Spiegel through a friend because she learned that he'd give her drugs in exchange for amphetamines, opioids, or benzodiazepines.
Good grief.
A third woman, referenced as NL, sent photos or went to the clinic to meet Spiegel when she needed a fix. She was struggling with severe addiction, court records say. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you put trust in a doctor, and he does that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.